Now more with Frank Gaffney.
I'm very pleased to welcome for the first time, I believe, to Secure Freedom Radio, Andrew Arthur, also known as Art Arthur. These days, he is a resident fellow in law and policy at an institution I regard as among the most important in Washington, certainly in the non-governmental sector. It is the Center for Immigration Studies. He comes to this position with a distinguished record of public service in both the Congress of the United States and in the courts of Pennsylvania, and as a federal government official. Let me just tick these off. Staff Director of the National Security Subcommittee of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Also as an immigration judge in the York Immigration Court in Pennsylvania, and as the acting chief of what was then known as the Immigration and Naturalization Services National Security Law Division. A man of considerable distinction and great acumen on the issues we hope to address with him today. Art, it's good to have you with us. Thank you very much for taking the time to join us.
Frank, it's good to talk to you today.
Thank you. Let me ask you, because you have had experience really, I guess, on both sides of the bench, if you will, about a couple of things that are important, of course, in the immigration space as a matter of policy, but they're also important as a matter of jurisprudence. I'm thinking specifically, for starters, of the immigration pause order, actually two of them that President Trump has issued as executive orders, and the travails that he's had ever since with the courts. Talk a little bit about your perceptions about both the justification for those orders, the need for them, and what is happening now in the federal judiciary.
Thank you. And I think that this is one of those areas that a lot of people just don't understand very well. When we're talking about individuals that come from most countries, we're able to do a lot of background before we allow them into the United States. If you are coming to the United States from Germany, consular officials in Berlin or Munich are able to, you know, check at the local city level or at the state level to verify your documents. The passport itself is a very secure document, and so we can be more or less sure that what you're telling us is true. In addition, there's a strong system of justice in most countries, and we're able to verify whether or not you have engaged in criminal activity or whether you have any other characteristics that we may not view as valuable in either a non-immigrant or an immigrant to the United States. There are certain countries, however, countries that either don't have governments or that have governments that are openly hostile to the United States. And we have to deal with those countries in a slightly different way than we do with the vast majority of countries around the world. Somalia is a prime example. Somalia has been in the midst of a decades-long civil war, and for much of its existence recently, it hasn't had functioning governments. For that reason, there really aren't the sort of documents or systems that we're able to rely upon in order to assess and, you know, make determinations as to whether or not an individual who is seeking a visa or other benefit might have that we may not want in the United States, so that would render an individual inadmissible.
So this is something both within the authority of the president to do and to have good grounds for doing, it sounds like, when he's dealing with failed
Absolutely.
States and the like.
Yeah, it's not simply within the authority of the president, but it's incumbent upon the president to make sure that we have the appropriate checks in place to screen these people. And that was what President Trump was attempting to do. During his statements on the campaign trail, initially he said, he made certain statements, but as he went along, he began to clarify them. And I believe that that clarification reflected his understanding following the terrorist attacks in Europe within the last 2 years. There became a concern in the United States that individuals who had carried out the sorts of individuals who carried out those attacks may actually attempt to come to the United States. And both the Obama administration and Congress addressed this with respect to certain individuals who would enter under the visa waiver program. President Trump's proposals built on that and it reflected an understanding on his part or a growing awareness on his part, a refinement of his position, that this was an issue and that we needed to take steps in order to protect the American people from the minority of individuals, but still, you know, a concern who may come to the United States to do harm.
What have the federal judges who have been engaged in reviewing these executive orders done, and especially in finding that the president has acted unconstitutionally and they've interposed, you know, stays to prevent him from doing what, on the basis of what you've just said, which is, tracks with my understanding as well, is eminently needed and justified?
Congress has given the president the authority to do what he did, and the president acted appropriately in taking steps. The courts that have interposed themselves with respect to these orders have done so based upon, purportedly, statements that he made while on the campaign trail and statements that he's made as president. But this is exceptional. You have to understand, Frank, that when it comes to immigration, Congress is supreme, and when they give the authority to the president is supreme. We refer to the plenary power over immigration, and we've had 100-plus years of case law that has made it clear that the president and Congress have the authority to keep people out of the United States if they pose potential danger. These courts have turned that on its head. They've completely thrown out and ignored all of that case law to make their decision.
And we hope that a Supreme Court will be ruling in a manner consistent with the Constitution on this and supporting the president in the exercise of necessary powers, and particularly in the cases that you've mentioned of people coming from failed states. Let me ask you about another topic that you've commented upon. Again, our guest is Art Arthur, the Center for Immigration Studies. You've recently published a piece there, and I commend everybody. CIS.org is a resource for not only your work, but much else Mark Krikorian and your team is putting forward that helps the rest of us understand these complex immigration issues. You've called attention to something that, frankly, I hadn't been really aware of, and that is the problem of aliens that have been apprehended after they've illegally come into this country and are claiming that they must not be removed once they've been, you know, discerned as illegals on the grounds that they have credible fears of being prosecuted or persecuted, I guess I should say, in their home countries. Talk a little bit about what's at issue here and why it's so important that we get our hands around this problem as well.
As important as the refugee issue is, Frank, the credible fear issue is even more important and poses a larger vulnerability to the American people. Refugees are screened before they come to the United States. Again, the level of screening is the issue. But we can always say no to a refugee if we have questions. When it comes to the credible fear process, credible fear kicks in when someone enters the United States illegally or presents themselves at a port of entry with no documents and asserts that they have a fear of harm if they return to their home country. What happens at that point is an asylum officer from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services will interview the alien and make a preliminary assessment of whether the person has a credible fear. The number of individuals who have claimed credible fear has exploded over the last 8 years in this country. And people have come to view this as a way to get a toehold in the United States. The problem with this population of people, though, is they're not pre-screened before they come into the United States, and in essence, they've been accepted into this country. The Obama administration, through a series of policies, would bring these people into the United States and by and large release them after a short period of time. The problem is that we really don't know that much about them and won't find out that much about them.
And unfortunately, this becomes a bit of an industry, I assume, whereas, again, like, I guess, people claiming asylum, once the word is out that if you just say you've got a credible fear, you may well be able to stay and, as you say, be turned loose on society. This really does raise a host of hoary questions as to what we're doing with respect to these aliens. Art, we are hard out of time, I'm afraid. We've got so much more to talk to you about. I hope you'll come back to us again very soon. And I appreciate tremendously what you're doing at the Center for Immigration Studies, as well as your previous service to our country. Next up, we'll speak with Michel Garfinkel about the elections in France, what it might mean for the French, and perhaps the rest of us. That and more straight ahead.
go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.